Your great grandmother survived the Armenian Holocaust as a child. So she was very, very sensitive to that time of her life. I believe the stories that have been shared was that she was buried alive, and really had to dig her way out. And so had a lot of, I want to say, culturally suppressed and inflamed hatred of those who oppressed her. And although raised as an Armenian Catholic, Orthodox is so an Orthodox Armenian is as close to like Greek Orthodox and Catholicism as you can get. It's very similar, but it's very culturally supportive. So she went through the motions of forgiveness, and repentance and did all the things, the steps that she should, but still had that in her heart. So, sadly, and a lot of Armenians that were of that generation also had that generationally influenced hatred, if you will, towards being oppressed. So being oppressed is part of that culture. Does that make sense? So it defines a lot of what they do. And how they react to things. It also explains why family is family. There's a Persian Armenian phrase called khanami, which means we're family. We're all part of it, and you kind of get adopted into this. So my being adopted at birth really didn't impact how my family treated me. Except for those solid Armenian cultures, because then by blood I wasn't, but our family never made me feel that way. It was when